AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Less than 2 weeks after the Paris attacks, Thanksgiving travelers in the U.S. have a lot of people around them.
There was a lot of security, the dogs, a lot of dogs around.
That woman was at Reagan National Airport outside Washington. President Obama met today with his national security team and says there is no credible threat of an attack on the U.S.
While the threat of terrorism is a troubling reality of our age, we are both equipped to prevent attacks and we are resilient in the face of those who would try to do us harm. And that's something we can all be thankful for.
The president told people to enjoy their Thanksgiving. Derek Medina was convicted of second-degree murder today in Miami. He killed his wife and posted a photo of the bloody corpse on Facebook. Jamar Clark's funeral was held today in Minneapolis. He died in a confrontation with police. Clark's family would like demonstrations in Minneapolis to stop, but local pastor Jamie Ali says they will continue.
The last thing we want Jamar Clark's family to think is that we are not respecting of their wishes on them wanting us to disperse what we've been doing.
People in Chicago protesting the death by police of a black teenager are calling on supporters to join them to shut down the city's famous Michigan Avenue shopping area on Black Friday. The U.S. commander in Afghanistan says rules of engagement were violated in the deadly U.S. attack on a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan. General John Campbell called it a tragic mistake.
The medical facility was misidentified as a target by U.S. personnel who believed they were striking a different building several hundred meters away where there were reports of combatants.
At least 31 civilians were killed. Campbell didn't say how many people were removed from their jobs. Stocks did some wobbling before the turkey gobble. At the close, a mixed finish, the Dow finished up about a point. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has officially spared the national turkey from being the main course tomorrow.
It all came down to an online vote between a pair of California birds, Honest and Abe.
This is a democracy. Abe is now a free bird.
Actually, both the official turkey and its alternate will live out their days at a park in Virginia. Malia and Sasha joined the president for what he admits is a silly event.
As you get older, you appreciate when your kids just indulge you like this.
In fact, this is his seventh turkey pardon.
Time flies, even if turkeys don't.
Which earned a daughter look that said turkeys aren't lame, but daddy's humor sure is. Mark Smith at the White House.
Today, the U.S. Military Academy announced pillow fights by cadets at West Point have been banned. The move comes after 30 plebes were injured in a pillow fight over the summer. Hard objects were placed in some of those pillows. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.